This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack Fritz alongside Ike Reese, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at chickiesandpetes.com. And the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Would love to check Twitter question, but Twitter is down, so I cannot check it at all. But I assume the Twitter question is still around 50-50 on whether or not you want to bring Reese Hoskins back, and who's a bigger world champion, Bryce Huff or James Bradberry? Last I checked, 95% of voters said James Bradberry. So people do not seem too upset about Bryce Huff no longer being a Philadelphia Eagle. We'll award the belt here in a couple minutes, but let's go back to the phones. Nick's in Collegeville. What's happening, Nick?
Better place to be by yourself.
Oh, here we go. Nick.
Oh. What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's up, chit-chat, Nick?
With my wife.
All right. Sorry to bother you at home.
That's all right. It's good. We'll continue that later since I have you on the phone now.
Great.
First of all, it's Chickies Friday, right?
Yep.
It's also Break All the Spike Rule Friday. Hi, Ike. How you doing?
What's up, Rob? What's up, Nick?
Prince, how are you doing today?
Oh, Nick, I'm doing great, pal. How are you doing on this Friday afternoon?
I'm doing great. And wait, Buzz is in the producer studio, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Buzz, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Nick. Stress-free show today.
All right, pipe down.
Now, let's talk Phillies real quick. What does Alex have? What's his opinion on Reese Hoskins coming back to Philadelphia?
Oh, Alex Call? Yeah, I want to see if there's any trade rumors out there he can tweet out.
All right. And my other quick Phillies point is, so Bryce went to bat, no pun intended, but yeah, pun intended. He went to bat for Schwarber, right?
Yep.
Because his contract's due up at the end of the year. He's going to be a free agent. Is there another guy who's behind the plate? He's a free agent at the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him mention his name.
Well, there's also a left-handed pitcher in the starting rotation.
We know who his agent is, so I don't even count.
Everyone just is pretty much under the same assumption that Ranger Suarez is no longer going to be
him away, right?
Yeah. Right. No, I know. But he does do it. I mean, he's done it with other people with other people under contract. Yeah,
you can't speak up. Now, I understand it was a direct question about Schwarber, but you can't then say we need him back. He's our captain. You know what he does in a dugout for us, and then not at least pivot and go, you know, but we want all our guys back, even JT. Like, you can't leave him hanging. It's like the T.O. thing, like back in the
day. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, I will say this. I think now are you saying that you're expecting maybe an issue there, or you're hoping there's no issue?
If Fritz and I and everybody thinks he's the guy, he's the voice of the boys.
Sure,
the boys' voice has got to be united with the team.
Well, at least I would hope the relationship between Bryce and JT is solid already.
Yes.
Yeah, it's probably as solid as our quarterback and
Wow, AJ hold Brown. On. He's called AJ or he's called JT his favorite player in the league.
I know. I'm joking. Listen, I'm joking. Let me throw it to the Eagles.
Okay.
First of all, Jason Babbitt, my guy.
The worst.
Oh yeah, of course. I was wondering how long that would take. Yep, for sure.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. QB1, he does it all. Because I came home today and there was a traffic light in my neighborhood. It was down. He was on the electrical pole changing the traffic light and making sure traffic gets by. So he calls offensive protection.
Yep.
He calls blitz schemes. And if using OG standard, which is the biggest running and passing threat, then Jalen's still going to be number two, right? Behind a guy that can't win a playoff game.
Right. Well,
in Baltimore.
You could even go Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen's a great runner.
Josh Allen was more of a running threat, and he is more of a running threat. I don't care how many push touchdowns he has. I'm with you on this, Chris. That don't count. That should count for 2.75 points. That shouldn't count for a full touchdown.
That would be a way to get rid of the tush push, is if it doesn't count for a touchdown anymore.
Right. But no, they just start subtracting a touchdown from a passing touchdown. From his passing touchdown.
Well, that's why That's why the Jalen heads do the total touchdowns.
Yes.
Right. That's true. And but anyway. So, yeah. Listen, I think he's proven QB1 has proven to us, at least to me, that he's more than what I thought he was, and more than you currently.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Okay.
By the way, me too, Nick. Hold on. By the way, I wasn't on board initially, so yeah, he's won me over as well.
Right. But I still, let me be honest, I still don't think Lamar should be in that top tier. We had this conversation earlier in the season.
Yep.
Until he went, I understand, he's like, John Madden, video game numbers. Like, he puts on ridiculous numbers. Until he wins a big game, and this is some good defense that OG has, in his call for here, is that Jalen just wins big games. I can't count Tampa Bay when he had no wide receivers. I can't count Tampa Bay the first year took off the offense because he didn't have any real talent around. But I get it. He's got the most talented. The downside is he's got the most talented players around him. He's got the five top ten. If you take, dollar cost average, his two wide receivers, his tight end, and his running back, he's got the best complement of talent around him.
Yep.
He does. You can't. He's got to have – AJ's got to have better numbers. The guy in Cincinnati can't have five times better numbers than AJ. Like, it's impossible that AJ's numbers
– But that's not – I mean, that's also probably not going to happen. I mean, Saquon is going to run the football next year.
I get that, but the numbers got to be a little bit better for AJ. Like, see, I think
believe
you guys
me, AJ feels the same way.
AJ agrees.
I think it was – I forget which show said it, but – if he's blocking, he's at a 70 a game because that's what he has to do, A.J. Brown.
Right.
And when he's open, he wants the football.
Yep.
Like, when he's NFL open, he wants to rock. I think that's where A.J.'s upset.
That's when he gets frustrated. I agree.
Right.
Dude, I agree.
Throw me the effing ball, man.
Yep.
So, all right, guys.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. Keep moving boxes around. Move that one from downstairs upstairs. Wait. Turn the box left from right. It's not in the right direction. Well, his wife, man. No TV in the bedroom.
Yeah. Poor Val. Yep, poor Val. Appreciate the phone call.
I think we're going to get better. I think it's going to be better this year.
From passing?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. The hope is that those last two games were like the when you break the seal, right? And he truly is, like, it's his offense. He controls everything. I mean, that's the hope.
Yeah. Well, and here's the good thing. Is that as long as guys are healthy, let's say you get a game plan like you did against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl where Spags is just not going to allow Saquon to have anywhere to run. And he's basically saying, we'll give you some one-on-ones on the outside and see if you can make the correct read and then make the correct throw. Jalen made him pay.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was it? I don't know why I'm asking you this.
Come on.
Is dichotomy the right word?
The what?
Dichotomy.
No, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. That's what a problem is for a defense. I think I did have it right. That's what a problem is for a defense when you're trying to figure out, well, what do I want to focus on and stop? Right? Saquon or the passing game. Because most teams would say, I'm not going to let you get explosive plays down the field. Mm-hmm. If you want to beat us running the football, then go ahead and beat us running the football.
Death by 1,000 paper cuts.
But because Saquon is an explosive runner, teams can't really afford to do that because Saquon isn't just a 6-7 yard runner. He's 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-yard runner, and you lose.
He's a home run. It's crazy.
Yes, because and part of that is because a defense has to account for Devontae, A.J., and Dallas Goedert. Mm-hmm. So I say this to say it's still going to be a week-to-week thing unless a defense says every week we're not letting Saquon beat us. If you want to beat us throwing the ball, then go ahead. And then that's where Jalen in the passing game has to come through.
I mean, they're really hard to stop. Yeah. I mean, they are a really hard team to stop. He just continues, like, to bring it into NBA terms.
Yeah.
When we're talking about what he does winning, which I give him credit for. He just reminds me a lot of, like, a Jalen Brunson type.
It's a good comparison.
Where
I agree.
Where Jalen Brunson won't – he's not going to jump out of the gym.
Not going to wow you.
He's going to usually make the right play.
Yep.
He's a winner. He led the NFL or led the NBA in clutch points,
clutch
right?
Points,
he's the
yep.
clutch player of the year.
Yep.
People don't put him in the elite category. They
right.
they think he could be the lead player on a title team, but that's also right. a pretty loaded Knicks team. Now he also think it has more on his shoulders.
That's not a damn loaded Knicks team. That team is not loaded.
Loaded. And then in NBA standards today, it's a pretty loaded team.
But I would ask you this. If Jalen Brunson had taken the Knicks to the finals once, balled out in the finals, even though they lose it, and then he gets them back to the finals and wins it against, let's say, Jokic or LeBron, like, because that's the caliber of player that we had to beat in Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
So what would Jalen Brunson be considered then?
We'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. Right? We have to cross that bridge when we get there.
You know who he would be considered? And an elite point guard.
Well, he's already an elite point guard, I think. I'm just talking about like one of the elite players, like the top five player in the NBA.
Right.
Which I don't think he's viewed that way.
No.
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 That's my only point.
I would say a top five quarterback to me is equivalent to a top 10 player in the NBA.
Okay.
Because it's hard to crack the top five of the NBA.
Sure.
Like, believe me, when you go 6 through 10, some pretty damn good players there in 6 through 10.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
There are. Yeah. All right, let's get to what we do every day around this time, and that is award the belt.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents the belt.
Now, this is not one that I was expecting, I would say, because he is usually not someone that shows a lot of emotion, gets too passionate, gets too fired up about anything. But the belt this week, and voting was concluded before the show on last Friday, so we count it. The belt this week is going to Al Morganti.
Wow.
Never a doubt. Actually, a lot of doubts that Al was going to bring the fire that he brought last Friday with Broads. He then replaced Broads on Wednesday. Minute with Morganti. sweeping the Delaware Valley. Al Morganti single-handedly might have saved Flyers hockey in Philadelphia with that performance last week. And Broads was so succumbed to greatness that he whimpered on over and went on Al's podcast.
Wow.
I mean, if that's not the most beta, like, you know, he's supposed
Come
to be
easy on Broads,
supposed
man.
To be a tough hockey Division III. I respect Division II, Division III.
Listen, the vet came in and he showed him a thing or two.
Yeah.
You know, who knew that Al had that type of fire in him?
It was like Kenny Rogers in the 06 ALCS, where the old guy out of nowhere having a throwback performance. Yeah. It was a sight to behold, and frankly, another tool in the tool belt for the old afternoon show. When we need Al to have a pulse.
Man.
Loved it.
Wow, it's been a tough week for Broads.
It has been a tough. I mean, he had no idea what we're doing with Minute with Morganti.
Yeah.
Shows up. All Flyers gear, had the gloves on. I'm surprised he didn't have a helmet on, frankly. But he got absolutely clowned. He was still talking about it yesterday at the station. Was not over it.
He was not over it. Man.
He wasn't even close to being over it. So we love Broads, but that was a good old-fashioned, hey, remember who the big dog is around here
when
it comes to Flyers hockey. So congratulations, Al. You have been awarded the belt. Let's check in and see how this one goes. Rios is in North Philly. What's happening, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, you know I mean, how y'all doing?
Oh, great, well, buddy.
Man.
How are you?
Well, buddy.
Man, I'm doing good. Yeah, you know I mean, look, man, I'm just, you know I mean, over here cooking. Yeah, you know I mean, listening y'all a little bit.
Yeah,
you know I mean, you know,
Rios, I hate to do this. I'm sorry. I got to give you 1 second because we got to hear from Mike Reese. I know that was a dangerous move by me.
Let's not sound so disappointed.
Never would never sound disappointed.
All right, the team at Mark's Jewelers are consumer advocates. Did you know that? Did you know that my friend Jim from Mark's is a proud member of the American Gem Society? For over 90 years, the American Gem Society has been fighting fraud and false advertising in the jewelry trade. Now, when you give a diamond from Mark's, you can be certain that you're getting exactly what you're paying for. Before buying anywhere else, ask if they are a member, and if not, go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Mark's Jewelers, for diamonds that will make you proud. And don't forget, tell them Mike Reese sent you.
Rios, that's my fault. Back to you, pal.
No, it's good. Yeah, I mean, as long as I didn't damn come after Freak Bull, I don't know how. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's talking about the jewelry show. But anyway, that was cool. But look, I mean, you know, I'm over here just listening a little bit while I'm cooking for these kids. And, yeah, I mean, I just got to put a little input in, like, just on a couple of things. Let me start just a little bit with the Phillies. I'll go back and forth, Eagles, whatever, whatever. But the retaliation thing, you know, a lot of people have been talking about that and whatever. Just put this together. Should they have Hell yeah, because at the end of the day, man.
I'm shocked.
Listen, Jack. You want, I don't care, you know, you may have grown up in a certain way, but you want that scene soft. And let me use a freaking example. Dog, do you remember when, you know, Slay, he's one of the captains. He got thrown all the way into the bleachers pretty much. And a rookie, Quinyon Mitchell, stepped in, throwing punches, showing, yo, I got my OGs back and this and that. That people forget that was a level of that catapulted the Eagles to a certain extent. When you fight for your brothers, I understand this, man. The only way you can understand this is if you really been in battle with people who weren't suckers, who wasn't going to freaking leave and will have your back, right or wrong, will have your freaking back at a bar or whatever, and you just, you know what I mean? You make stuff happen, and you always know, you know what? When I go out with this cat, I at least know if something happens, no matter what it is, gun violence, anything, that he's there with me. So, with this type of violence, this is sport, man. Sport. They need to get into that. And I'm telling you, Jack, yeah, they've been winning, whatever. Look, that sucker song, if they still got it, I don't know. I only pay attention to a little bit because I'm Philly's playoff baseball at this time.
I got
time.
You.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I don't think it's still there.
You need to do stuff like that, and that's what catapulted the Eagles to a certain extent. And you know what? You sit right next to Ike understands that, man. You can be, have an all-star team, but bro, for you to see the young guys step up for the old heads and the old heads step up for the young guys is another thing, man. I understand that. Now, getting into elite, Jalen Hurts elite, and with everybody else, like, let me tell y'all something. One thing Jalen Hurts remind me of is the smart CEOs, smart people who are business people, have the right people around them and learn how to damn listen and use what they got and step back. And he did that. He done that. Now, let's not think there was some plays during the season, third and 15. He made throws. He can make freaking throws. But these other guys, hey Jack, all these other guys got players. They got players. Why are they not doing it? They had certain amounts of opportunities to get to the championship. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, huh? But he steps in that role. And they say, what they said last year, Jason Kelce was calling all the signals or whatever was going on in the huddle, outside the huddle during the play. He didn't have Jason Kelce this year. Mm-hmm. He did that himself. Yep. And you know what? When it was called upon, okay, Andy Reid, okay, I don't mean nothing with it.
It's all good.
You got to use it as an example.
The defensive coordinator, the whole chief, he beat them no matter what and what he done. So I say this. This is me to tell who's elite or would you rather have. Matter of fact, let me do this. Bryce Harper, Jalen Hurts. I do a thing. Who would you want to lead you into a combat zone?
Bryce Harper.
I already know the answer to that, man. I definitely not want Bryce Harper to lead me into
a combat zone. Who has Jalen fought? I mean, what are we talking about?
If
we were going to fight with Jalen, Jalen would send everyone else out to fight, and then he would stand back and say, I did that.
No, I think Jalen would probably be more, if he did do anything, would be more like a Goodfellas, Joe Pesci, maybe cross his legs and laughing like hell while everybody's fighting because he just a man like that. But Bryce, look, let me tell you something, man. Don't jump off the subject. Look,
I'm trying not to. I just don't know what that had to do with
sport. Baseball has anything. Combat, should be combat in certain ways, huh? But this new baseball stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you got somebody who leads the men on the freaking field like that. You know what I mean? Playoffs, it's a different step up. You got regular season, but playoffs is a turn up. Big games, what do Jalen do?
Wow.
Normally plays big.
Horrible in the Packers game. Horrible in the Rams game.
We won, Jet.
I know they won.
We won the chip.
I know. That's why.
The Phillies are doing fine right now. Do you need, tell me something, Jack. Do you want Bryce to maybe choke somebody? Or did you want people to step up for Bryce and fight?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
And if they do that, you know what's going to happen? That's going to catapult their asses up because Bryce going to be like, y'all got my back.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Somebody get a black eye, bloody nose. Who cares, man? People scared to fight today. That's why all this crime's in the city. Man, knuckle up, man.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
Come on, man.
They don't knuckle up like we used to.
Yo,
no, we don't, Ike.
This man. Afternoon show, top of the freaking line. We have nothing but violence and boots to ask to give.
Yep.
I love it. See, Rios, all right, take care, buddy.
Appreciate the
call.
No,
go ahead, take care, buddy. You know what Rios just reminded you and everybody else? Especially you.
What me?
Well, because you're here and Spike's not here.
Okay.
And you two are the softest ones on the show.
There's only three of us.
Well, yeah, I know. well, Rios reminded you that this is a tough show.
Right.
And yeah, when he calls here, he don't want to hear that soft tissue nonsense.
Yep. Charm and soft. Yep.
Yes, that's what he's been hearing. That's what frustrated him right there.
Yeah.
So we got to get it back to football season where we get Rios every week.
I know. And listen.
See, he kind of took a little bit of a break, and he hasn't been around much.
He should have called Spike on Wednesday then. I was pro-beaning.
No, you're right. You were.
And yeah. I was actually thinking about why he's doing that. If you remember last year, remember when Edwin Ussay to hit Nick Cassianos after the Phillies teed off on him. Bryce is the first guy at the mound. He was the first guy at the mound.
Ready to go.
Going to go at him.
Oh, man. Love
so, that's I hope they have his back. I hope they have his back. By the way.
How did they put four reeds in there?
Yeah, no. Well, at least I got one here. I got one here. So you can just take this whole segment off. Speaking of Bryce, real quick.
Yes.
So, according to Gelb, Bryce Harper obviously not in the lineup tonight. He has not taken a swing since being hit by a pitch. He probably won't swing it at all today. He's taking some grounders at first base with a sleeve on his arm. When he returns, he will be wearing a new elbow brace.
There we go.
Oh, elbow brace,
that thing
Bryce.
Be fanatic green.
What a problem. What a problem. All right. On the other side, we'll get to the top five at five with Buzz. What does he have in store for us today? Also, your phone calls, and a little bit later, of course, we'll get to leading off. Also, eventually, we'll get to that BG audio. Don't miss all of that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour here on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WI.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.